This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in the book of Acts. We're going to take today and look and pick it up where we left off in our study, and that is Peter just got his vision. He just received his vision of a sheet coming down and descending from heaven. And we're going to pick it up here in Acts chapter 10, verse 17 in a moment. First of all, here on this upcoming weekend, I cordially invite you to come out to Island Community Church. Island is a church that I pastor, though I'm not preaching this weekend. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. Sunday nights normally at 6, so we're meeting at 5 o'clock because one of our brothers is being ordained into the ministry. That is Brother Darren Solana is being ordained at a 5 o'clock service on Sunday night. Sunday morning, Pastor Eric Marshall, my good friend, will be bringing us the word here, and he's going to be preaching out of the Old Testament, looking at the Old Testament tabernacle and comparing that to us, to man being a three-part being, body, soul, and spirit. And that's what the message is this coming weekend, Sunday morning, 10:30. Look for the podcast here by Monday. And you can hear the podcast by going to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Also, you can go to my Facebook page, WGODradio.com. There's a link on there that says prior broadcasts. And if you click on that, there's some 5 years worth of programs uploaded on there. You can hear that program as well as anything other, any other series that we've had, all available up there. I encourage you to get and stay in the Word. It'll change your life without a shadow of a doubt. Make the Word of God central focus in your life. I promise you, you'll hear from God too, because this is where He's broadcasting. The Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. This is where God speaks. Let's hear what He has for us today. Acts chapter 10, verse 17. All right, Peter's had the vision now, and that is that God accepts the Gentiles. His plan includes Gentiles, verse 17. Now, while Peter doubted in himself what this vision was he had seen should mean, behold, the men who were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, remember Simeon, not Simon, Simeon, named after one of the 12 sons of Jacob. Simeon was his name. They asked whether Simeon, who was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. Now, while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Verse 21. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is this cause wherefore ye have come? And they said, Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, one that feareth God and of good report among all the nations of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow, Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. Verse 23, then he called them in and lodged them. All right, verse 24, I'm sorry. The next day, after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and called together his kinsmen and his near friends. Now, as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up. I myself also am a man. And as he talked with them, he went in and found many that were come together, and said unto them, ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. All right, now there's part of the explanation of Peter's vision. Now, perhaps Peter didn't quite grasp the food aspect of this vision. You got to remember, in the first century, still this was a shock for Jews that they were no longer under this Old Testament dietary laws. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said, Galatians chapter 2, verse 11. Now, when Peter, this is Paul speaking, now when Peter came to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those that were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. The key thing there was eating. Why did Peter get all nervous when he saw these other Jews came in? It's because he was eating a pulled pork platter, you see. This was because of what he was eating. He still didn't grasp and understand what we find out in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7 and chapter 8. Understanding the book of Hebrews is key to understanding the change, because the end of chapter 7 and chapter 8 shows us that we're living under a new covenant. Matter of fact, let's go there now. As we read in Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 22, it says, by so much was Jesus made the surety or the guarantee of a better testament, a better covenant. Now, in chapter 8, starting in verse 7, it says, if the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for a second. For finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. Now, verse 12 and then 13. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 8:13. In that he saith a new covenant, he has made the first old. That's the King James Version. Some other translations, the New King James says he has made the first obsolete. Now that which is decayeth and waxes old is ready to vanish away. Now bless his heart. That's a progressive understanding that Peter didn't quite have yet, when Paul had to withstand him right to his face for eating the food there with the Gentiles. But then when the Jews came in, he got nervous and backed off and went away from them. They didn't quite understand this yet. And that is, there's a change in covenants. You know, you hear it all the time here. I encourage you, listening to my sermon here that's going to play next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, on the deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, and you'll understand more. It's important to understand this, not to miss this. There's been a change in covenants. We're no longer living under the Old Testament covenant. The Apostle Paul called it a ministry of death. That's what he called the Old Covenant. The Old Covenant that God made with Moses, he called it a ministry of death. Where's that in the Bible? 2 Corinthians chapter 7. If the ministry of death brought condemnation, he said. And he says the letter kills. See, that's the whole purpose of the Old Testament, is to show you can't keep it and to show you need a deliverer, you need help. The Old Testament, the letter kills. It was never meant to save you. It was meant to show you you are helpless and lost without a Savior. James says, whoever keeps the whole law and stumbles at one point is guilty of all. Guilty. You're as guilty as the worst sinner by just one thing. One of God's laws, that is. You could never keep it. This is why the Apostle Paul can cry out, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? The law was never meant to save you. The law is meant to condemn you. You stand condemned. You need a Savior. And praise God, this is what Jesus Christ came for. Indeed, he did fulfill the law. It says that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, Galatians 3:13, being made a curse for us. For it's written, cursed is everyone who hangeth on the tree. The Lord Jesus took your curse upon him and died on the cross for your sins and mine so that we could be set free. The letter kills, Paul learned, shares with you and I. But the Spirit gives life. Again, now verse 29 here, back in Acts, Peter again says, therefore, it says, I came to you without disputing as soon as I was sent for. So I ask then, for what intent have, why have you sent for me? So Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting unto this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, behold, a man standing before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is staying in the house of Simon the tanner by the seaside, and when he comes, he will speak unto you. Now immediately, therefore, I sent for you, and you've done well that you've come. Now, therefore, we are all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded you of God. Wow, I wonder what he'd say. I wonder if he knew ahead of time what he would say, or did it not come to him until he listened to the Holy Spirit and listened to the people around him. You know, God is in the business of giving timely words, isn't he? He even says to us, you know, don't think ahead of time what you're going to say, but the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say right at the right time. So, verse 34, and we're going to have to leave here for today. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. There's only one work of righteousness that you can do to be accepted by God, and that is call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is how you are righteous. Having been justified by faith, now justified is declared righteous. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're out of time. Stay tuned Monday for Deceiving Spirits and Doctrines of Demons, and we'll be back Thursday in our look in Acts chapter 10. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.